Fact check: Biden rejects claim that educators push anti-Americanism. By Tom Sikata on September 30, 2020. Claim: During Tuesday night's presidential debate, Democratic nominee Joe Biden said that American educators do not teach students to hate the United States. Verdict: False. Racial sensitivity gurus and educators at institutions around the nation frequently promote the narrative that it is permissible and justified to hate the United States. During an exchange during the first presidential debate, Democratic nominee Joe Biden rejected President Trump's claim that racial sensitivity educators are pushing the notion that the United States is uniquely a bad place. What is radical about racial sensitivity training? Moderate Chris Wallace asked. We're paying people hundreds of thousands of dollars to teach very bad ideas and frankly, very sick ideas. Really, they were teaching people to hate our country. I'm not going due to that. I'm not going to allow that to happen, President Trump said. Joe Biden responded, nobody has done that. He's the racist. The fact is that there is racial insensitivity. People need to be aware of what other people feel like, what insults them, what is demeaning to them. In reality, American professors regularly promote the idea that the United States is a bad place. Breitbart News reported in September 2019 that a professor at Northwestern University was claiming that the United States is complicit in more terror than it suffered on September 11, 2001. This July, Breitbart News reported that professors around the nation were celebrating the 4th of July by condemning the United States for its promotion of various bigotries. A professor at Villanova University argued in a Washington Post op-ed entitled It's Time to Reconsider the Global Legacy of July 4, 1776 that the American Revolution led to a worldwide spread of white supremacy. Breitbart News reported in October 2019 that best-selling author and professor Ibram X. Kendi said that the U.S. Constitution should be amended to address the original sin of racism. Tuesday's night debate, which was hosted by Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, is the first of three presidential debates that will take place before Election Day.